Welcome back, 083 333 975. People texting in about trying to get in from the Cork Road through the city. Others saying about the Ring Road. Others saying about the Inner Ring Road. Others saying about school times. Others saying about what happens when Winterval happens. Others saying about the school runs. Others saying about getting to the industrial estates in the morning time. People saying about Kilmeaden, getting down the quay, coming over from Ferrybank, taxi drivers texting in, others texting in, people trying to get to the train station. Here's a chap that I spoke to briefly on the on Parnell Street yesterday evening. Doing a bit about the traffic. What do you think of the traffic around the city in general?
I like it.
The economy, and it's
pretty hectic at times. Now, I'm not using it at the real bad times, to be honest, you know.
But it can, the delays can be bad. Even
key is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, like,
what should they do with it, I wonder?
I don't know. What about this new bridge?
Good luck. Now, let's see if I can get taxi driver Conor Ryan on the line. Conor Ryan. Good morning, Conor.
Morning, Damien. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Who else is there with you? Somebody else there with you?
I just dropping off a chap here now, that's it. He's just getting out of the car, sound chap, yeah.
Lovely, okay. Sorry about that.
No panic.
The sun is in the eyes. It's difficult driving conditions with the sun being so low sometimes, the glare and all that. But more importantly, the difficulties driving around Waterford City. You know Waterford very well. Dungarvan man, you're living in South Kilkenny. You know, you come into the city. What's your thoughts on this, Conor?
Damien, the last couple of weeks, the last couple of months since they've gone back to the schools, I don't know what's going on at all. It's gone absolutely crazy. It's just, I don't know where they're coming from, but it's just mental.
Has there been any change? Like, you know, it's not that everybody's just suddenly bought two cars or that there have been loads and loads of roadworks. There's no real reason for this, for it to be so bad, is there?
No, which I just see the traffic lights in Ferrybank, Damien, there's definitely a problem there, because
yeah,
when you're going up through Ferrybank, they're the first set of traffic lights there where the boys kind of go into work. There's another set then where the spare used to be, and then there's another set at the top of the hill. And like, they seem to be slower for some. They don't give as much time, I think, you know, to leave cars go through.
Okay. Well, we'll ask the council.
Yeah, the one on the bridge then, we say at the Bridge Hotel. I remember you interviewed the chap that was on about this smart travel down there. Would it make any difference, you know, to the traffic? But now you have the traffic going out of town, the traffic coming down Bunkers Hill, the traffic coming in. There's another set of traffic lights at Tom Geraghty's. And the traffic lights for people to walk will come on green every time, even if there's no one there pressing the button.
Every time? Really? They come on green?
Every time. You'll know when you can go. If you're coming to the Bridge Hotel, you'll know when it's time for you to go, because you'll see the little orange man coming up on the thing. But there's no one walking across. So, like, you're taking time off cars moving, Dave.
Oh, yeah, that's wrong. Even if it's only 10, 12 or 15 seconds. But that's wrong. Every little delay like you could get two or three cars through easily, four cars, five cars through.
Easily, if you're moving, you know, if you're driving and moving, no problem.
Yeah.
Whereas now, you come down past where the Aldi was in the Glen, and they could be adding to 10 to 12 cars in front of you, and you're looking down, and you can see the green light is on for someone to walk across the road. There's no one walking.
Somebody texted me earlier there about Military Road, 4:30 to 6:00 every day, and coming down by Ballybricken, the yellow box there, and different things like that. The traffic delays, and then people are trying to use the back roads, and it's just snarling up everywhere, isn't it?
Everywhere. And like, you're right there again. Up the other evening, I had a reason to come into town, and I was up. I was coming out of town, going out home, and I was above at the corner shop. That's how far up I was.
I know.
Like the corner shop, Damien. Do you know, to get down? Absolutely mental, you know?
Yeah. And then Lombard Street, I was walking there yesterday down by the People's Park around 5:00, and I saw three ambulances. Now, they weren't blue-lighted ambulance, but one of the Lifeline ambulance, another ambulance, and then one of those car kind of four-wheel drives, all stuck in the traffic trying to get onto the quay. Ridiculous.
Yeah, and I can't understand the problem with the quay now, Damien, is like, if you leave the hospital to bring anyone, any stage, we'll say, to the bus station or the train station. Now, when you come up to it, you're back at the Three Ships pub. Whereas a couple of months ago, you weren't. Again, I don't know why, but now you are. There's no such thing as a rush hour now. It seems to be rush 14 hours.
Yeah, it's backed up a lot. And for the likes of yourself, and you don't want to charge customers extra amount of money or all that, but every minute that you're stuck in traffic is unfortunate, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, but you can't. Like, if you're bringing, we just pick, for instance, I'm picking up Damien Tiernan in Ferrybank this morning at 7 o'clock, and to go to the train station, we'll say it's €12. And then if you go to pick him up at another time, you're stuck in traffic for three quarters of an hour. Like, it could be 24, 25, 26 euro, but you can't charge somebody that kind of money.
Yeah, even though you're you're losing out then, so taxi drivers are losing out in that way.
Yeah, but like you just can't do it, Eamon. I wouldn't do that to anybody. Just say, no. Oh, it's €26 this morning, and like a girl or a chap is looking at you going, €26? Yeah. How could it be €26? Yeah. But it is, because if you're getting paid for your time, as you know yourself,
yeah,
you know, if it's a straight run, no problem. But I'd say a load of the taxi boys now, they just won't go to Ferrybank in the morning, because I came in from the other side this morning and I was actually going out against the traffic at about 20 past 8, and it was well out beyond the new roundabout. I couldn't see how far over Ferrybank was. I went all the way to Harristown, up beyond Mullinavat, picked up, and I came back in, and I was well out beyond Swan Plastics. I gave, I'd say, 23, 24 minutes getting to the roundabout.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Crazy, yeah.
And it's frustrating then for everybody, and it's... is there a way around it? Like, what about the idea of getting three or four lanes back on the quay? Would that help?
Like, I can't understand how now they should have two lanes going every way. When I came to the city first, yep, years and years ago, there was two lanes going each way, which meant the traffic was flowing. Now, there's pedestrian lights outside, dualies, they press them, stopped. You're going down to the Granville Hotel, traffic lights, press them, stopped. So it's just, the whole place is just seems to be getting jammed up. Whether they're doing it intentionally or not, I don't know. But like an ambulance going down the quay the other day, you could see it. An elderly person in front of me couldn't get the car in. You know, couldn't literally get it up on the, you know, the footpaths that are so high?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ambulance, yeah, flashing, lights flashing, noise going. But like, that's putting a chap, anyone to get up in them, Damien, it's not easy. You could do damage to the car coming down off it.
Yeah.
But I'd say, just take it out, put two lanes each way again, but sure, they're not going to do that, sure or not.
Well, they might have to do something, because it's getting really bad, and we're going to keep on about this.
Yeah, I actually saw you put posting about, like, standing in the traffic. Like, sure, it's, I don't know how anyone sticks it. Like, I come in the morning, work early. I wouldn't come in late in the evenings now to work, because you can't get around. You know, you're coming in my way, and it's blocked. If you get a job over to Ferrybank, there's cars back as far as the train station trying to get over to Ferrybank.
Yeah.
By the time you get over there, then someone goes, I'll cancel, and you're halfway to Ferrybank. How do you get, you can't get back then either, you know what I mean? Because you're stuck on the bridge going back over.
Oh, stop.
Honestly, yeah, but it happens, you know?
Oh, God. I'll let you get back to it. Connor, God bless you. Mind yourself.
Right,
safe driving.
Enjoy the show, Damien. Thanks very much.
Thank you.